Welcome to the AAA podcast for August 2020. Those of you who noticed the position of the sunset on July the 20th, the longest day, will notice that the current position of sunset is significantly to the west of this. The sun is moving south, and as it does so, the position of sunset moves further and further to the left along the horizon. By the time of the autumnal equinox on the 22nd of September, the sun will set due west. The day length, or rather the length of time that the sun is above the horizon, will be 12 hours and will be the same all over the world. Back to August. The moon is full on August the 3rd and reaches last quarter on August the 11th. New moon is on the 19th and first quarter is on the 25th. The planets are spread out along the ecliptic like a string of beads across the heavens. I will outline their positions along the ecliptic working from right to left. The most prominent planet and the most westerly is Jupiter. It reached opposition in mid-July and, being relatively close to us, is showing a large disk of 46 arc seconds. It is shining at minus 2.7 and is situated in the constellation of Sagittarius. Following Jupiter along the ecliptic is Saturn, which also reached opposition in July. Thus, Saturn is as close to us as it will be during this year's apparition, with a disk of 18.4 arc seconds. It will be shining at magnitude plus 0.2, also from the constellation of Sagittarius. Next, along the ecliptic, is the ice giant Neptune, which reaches opposition on September the 11th. It is the furthest planet from the Sun and will shine at magnitude plus 7.8, and thus will be visible through a good pair of binoculars. It will show a disk of only 2.4 arc seconds and is to be found in the constellation of Aquarius. Mars is next in line and will reach opposition on October the 13th. Mars is one of those rocky planets and is much closer to us than the planets mentioned so far. Being closer to the Sun means that the planet moves more quickly and thus will change position during the course of the month. The disk of the planet will grow from 14.3 arc seconds at the beginning of the month to 18.4 arc seconds at the end. It will be found in the constellation of Pisces, shining at magnitude minus 1 at the beginning of the month, rising to minus 1.7 at the end. During the course of the month, it will remain in Pisces, moving along the boundary with Cetus. Next along the ecliptic is the other ice giant, Uranus. It is to be found in the constellation of Aries, shining at magnitude plus 5.7. It will show a disk of 3.8 arc seconds as it moves towards opposition in October. Like its partner Neptune, it is a binocular object. The two remaining planets, Venus and Mercury, are closer to the Sun than Earth and thus will move sufficiently rapidly to change position during the course of the month. Venus will be found in the pre-dawn sky, shining around minus 4.3. It will reach greatest western elongation on August the 13th, when it will be 46 degrees away from the Sun, showing a disk of around 25 arc seconds. It will show phases like the moon and will be half illuminated. Mercury, closer to the Sun than Venus, will move even faster than Venus. It will be visible in the pre-dawn sky at the beginning of the month, but will move to superior conjunction on the 17th of August. The planets are not the only solar system objects on view this month. The Perseid meteor shower is due. It is predicted to peak on the 12th of August between 10 and 1300 hours Universal Time, which is not good for observers from the British Isles. However, the nights of the 11th and 12th and the 12th and 13th of August should see some action. In fact, off-peak Perseid meteors can be seen throughout August. The Radiant is in the constellation of Perseus, not far from the well-known double cluster. Unfortunately, the Moon will interfere. On the night of the 11th and 12th, it rises around 11:30 p.m. British Summer Time, displaying last quarter phase. The following night, it rises around 12:15 a.m. British Summer Time, with a narrower phase. Moonlight tends to drown out the fainter meteors. So, if you're observing after the Moon has risen, try to position yourself somewhere in the Moon's shadow. Three comets are in our skies at the moment, and all are scheduled to meet up in the constellation of Coma Berenices. One comet, 2020 F3 NEOWISE, has been a naked eye object as it moved from Auriga to pass beneath Ursa Major during the course of July. The comet should reach Coma Berenices at the beginning of August and be close to the edge-on galaxy NGC 4565. This galaxy, the Needle Galaxy, is number 38 in the Caldwell catalogue and should be a gift for images. NEOWISE will pass close to the globular cluster M53 on the 6th of August, providing another imaging opportunity. NEOWISE will both slow down and fade during the course of the month, crossing Boötes into Virgo. By this time it will have faded significantly, but will hopefully remain in range of large binoculars or a small telescope. The second comet, 2019 U6 Lemon, reached a magnitude of +6 around perihelion in June, but has now faded. It should, however, still be in range of amateur telescopes. At the beginning of August, Lemon will pass from Coma Berenices into the constellation Boötes and will pass a degree north of the star Eta Boötes, which shines at magnitude +2.7. Between the 12th and 14th of August, Lemon passes about 2 degrees north of the red giant star Arcturus, which shines at magnitude -0.05. It then spends the rest of the month moving slowly through Boötes. The third comet, 2017 T2 Pan-STARRS, has faded and is estimated to be shining at magnitude +10 to +11, so it should still be in the range of images. During August, it moves from Coma Berenices to Virgo. That is all for this month, other than to wonder what a medieval astronomer would make of three comets appearing in the same constellation in the same month during a pandemic.